Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited, and as usual, I'm sharing my excitement with you. A lot of things going on this morning. First and foremost, let me briefly talk about a runaway juvenile, John D. Ivan, 16, last seen last night around 6:30 p.m. at 262 Weber. Police are asking for assistance in locating him. 130 pounds, 5'4" tall. Again, last seen last night around 6:30 p.m., juvenile runaway John D. Ivan. Anyone with information relative to John's whereabouts, please contact the Bethel Police Department. The George Floyd protests are an ongoing series of protests across the United States and indeed the world that began in Minnesota after the death of George Floyd. Protests quickly spread across the United States and internationally in support of justice for Floyd and in opposition to police brutality. At least 12 major cities declared a curfew on the evening of Saturday, May 30th, and as of June 2nd, governors in 24 states and Washington, D.C. had called the National Guard, with over 17,000 troops activated. From the beginning of the protests to June 3rd, at least 9,300 people have been arrested. Yesterday here in Bethel, citizens got together to express their solidarity with these protests. Joining me on the phone, a representative of Citizens of Bethel, City Council person Cece Franco. Good morning, Cece. Thank you for joining me at short notice.
Good morning, Grady. Thank you so much for having me here.
I didn't jump over to the Cultural Center to participate or see what was going on. Could you please let us all know what happened yesterday here in Bethel?
Sure. So it was a solidarity event for Black Lives Matter in memory of George Floyd. It was a pretty awesome event, in my opinion, because it was really grassroots. Nellie Agimuk and Diane Fenn were commenting on Facebook not even 24 hours prior, saying they wanted to do something in solidarity here in Bethel. And then somehow I was included in a group chat because I said I was interested. And next thing we know, we made things happen. Then on Tuesday, around 5 p.m., I think we had maybe somewhere between 100 and 150 people show up to the parking lot at the Cultural Center. We had a few people speak. Tiffany Zolkusty gave a land acknowledgement. Beth Hoffman spoke and Adam London. We did a very powerful 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in memory of George Floyd. And then we marched from the Cultural Center to Watson's Corner, stayed there for a few minutes, and marched back.
How would you characterize the size and the sentiment of the crowd generally?
I thought it was a very large crowd for Bethel, for something so last minute, for something, you know, right after work on a Tuesday. The crowd was very solemn. They were respectful, and, you know, there to show solidarity, not there to inflict violence, but calling for social change.
So I've been glued to the news, actually, more than usual, and have been noticing across the country a wide variety of response to these kinds of gatherings. And I'm just curious, I doubt there was a very heavy response to it, but I'm sure the police were involved to some extent ensuring safety and the like. Can you tell me about that?
I personally did not have contact with the police, but Patrick Williams, he helped coordinate the event. He was in contact with them. And then the state troopers were present, which I think that was really nice to show some solidarity from them. Also, there had been some comments on Facebook that were unnecessary about, you know, being loaded or carrying guns. community members of Bethel specifically yesterday because I think they felt unsure of what our solidarity event would look like, which is unfortunate. But having the troopers there made me feel better, and it was a sign, I felt a sign of solidarity, although the work is not done.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut away for a short break to give us a moment to catch our breath. But I'm going to open up the phone lines, and just during the time that I play a song, I'm looking for anybody, any of the police officers or state troopers that were involved just yesterday to call in and give their comment, or indeed any member of the public. But I'm only going to take calls during the song, and I'm taking them on 543-5985, 543-2756. Or 1-800-995-8954. And I'm only talking about the Solidarity March yesterday here in Bethel in relation to the George Floyd protests nationwide, indeed internationally. Thank you, CeCe, for your time. Stay with me. I'm just going to go to a brief song to buy us a few moments.
Sounds good.
Again, give me a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954 if you have something to contribute to the conversation relative to yesterday's gathering. Clark, June 3rd, 1944 to December 19th, 1993, born James Michael James Dick, American drummer with the Byrds, would have turned 76 today. Here's Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds. Felt appropriate this morning. Joining me on the phone to talk about yesterday's gathering here in Bethel, Alaska, relative to the George Floyd protest and the Black Lives Matter movement, City Council Member Cece Franco. Thank you again for joining me this morning. Do you have your hot beverage?
Yes, Grady. I do have some coffee in my hand as we speak.
I guess the first thing that I wanted to ask about, my curiosity, because I wasn't there yesterday, in the light of our COVID-19 concerns, what social distancing measures did people take yesterday?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we requested that everyone wear a mask and keep 6 feet of distance from those whom they did not come with to the event. I felt that everyone was very respectful of that. When looking into the crowd, I don't think I saw anyone without a mask on. And we really tried our best to keep our social distance. That being said, you know, COVID-19 is a pandemic and many lives are lost because of it, but also the Black Lives Matter movement, police brutality, missing and murdered Indigenous women, police brutality towards Indigenous people. That's also a pandemic in a sense, and many lives are lost because of it. So I think a call to action is in the best interest of life. You know, it's, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, tell me, do you have family and friends in large metropolitan areas where there's unrest or where there's protests or where there's curfews?
Yes. Yeah. Just last weekend, one of my best friends lives in San Diego, and we were FaceTiming, and there was a huge protest going on. Many of my friends have been participating in Brooklyn, New York, in Cleveland, Ohio, in Columbus. I'm from Ohio. I think in Los Angeles. All over downstate.
Both peaceful protests and rioting continues across the country in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. In Minneapolis, members of the American Indian Movement are patrolling the streets, protecting a stretch of businesses, organizations, and housing known at the Native American Cultural Corridor from looting and vandalism. The city and dozens of others have enacted curfews and are utilizing National Guard units to maintain control. Stay tuned. Native America Calling coming up next. They're going to check in with Native people about how the protests and violence resonate where they are and what George Floyd's legacy will be for Native Americans. Cece, I want to thank you again for joining me. But before I let you go, do you expect, as a council member, and do you expect anything on the agenda relative to police in solidarity or just in answer to the national calls for change systematically?
You know, nothing has been added to the agenda yet. I need to work on that. Also, I'm not sure what communication there has been with BPD, but I hope that they can make a statement of solidarity. I also had some communication with Chuck Herman, who's a former city council member, and he reached out to me the other day just talking about some of the things he accomplished while he was on city council with body cams and standards for policing, and he mentioned maybe we could work together to look into that again, and it's something I'm very interested in. If this is a subject that people are interested, I really urge them to contact your city council members, to come to people to be heard during city council meetings, and get the conversation started.
I hesitate to express my opinion even lightly, but if you have family or friends elsewhere, do reach out and continue to embrace your communication tools to keep in touch. I know that my mother had such a visceral response to the violence in Boston, and she's just, you know, 30 miles outside the city. You know, be awesome to each other, folks. Keep in touch with all of your friends and loved ones that are far flung, that might be experiencing this in a much different way than we do, insulated as we are so far away from the heat of the 48, I say. Cece, thank you again for joining me. Any last words?
I hope everyone has a great day. I hope this is a call to action, and I hope we can be allies, the community of Bethel can be an ally.
I did get word that just too late for the show, we did get the ability to talk to someone, but maybe later one of our news people will be talking with police about their reaction to local solidarity movements. Thanks you again, CeCe Franco, City Council member of Bethel City Council, for joining me this morning to talk about yesterday's event at the city, at the Cultural Center.
Thank you, Grady, for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you again for short notice. Well, folks, like I said, stay tuned. Native America Calling. You can participate in that conversation by dialing 1-800-996-2848. That'll be from 9:05 until the end of the 10 o'clock right here on KYUK, your source for news, information, community, and connection. And I want to reiterate, and I just need to pull it up in front of me, there is a missing child alert or a runaway child alert, and I'm just going to bring that information up and... note that the Bethel Police Department is looking for runaway juvenile John D. Ivan, 16, male, native Alaskan, 5'4", 130 pounds, last seen at 262 Weber at 6:36 p.m. on the 1st. That was 2 days ago now. So please contact Police Department, Bethel Police Department, if you have any information relative to John Ivan's whereabouts. Leaves me just one thing left to say to folks, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.